it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to chime in. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. As we do at the top of each and every hour, we'll quickly run down the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go before we set the table for a big Tuesday edition. Start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, and perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we got a big Tuesday edition for you. We'll recap the another scintillating primetime matchup in the NFL, the Monday night matchup between the Vikings and the Bears. We'll get to all the early week NFL news. We'll preview game 6 of the World Series. We'll recap week 9 in college football. And at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Joe Giuliano from Philly.com, the Philly Inquirer, and Philly Daily News joins us. And we'll talk all things Penn State football and talk about the resurgence of that program. That's pretty much the rundown for this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And up next, we'll kick things off with a recap of the Monday night matchup between the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears. A nice win for the Bears, bad loss for the Vikings. We'll recap the game and give you the ramifications of this game from both teams' perspectives. That's all next here on the Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Unrein trying to lead the way. They might not need him. Touchdown, another great call by Dow Loggins. Probably not the case tonight. They haven't sacked Cutler. He throws a touchdown. Alshon Jeffrey with his first touchdown of the season. Floyd with the rush, didn't get there, and it's a touchdown to Stephon Diggs. And perhaps a sign of progress tonight, a convincing win, engineered by Jay Cutler. 20-10 the final, as they take down the Minnesota Vikings, who have won the last three head-to-head between these division rivals.
Well, that's the story in highlights of the Bears' 20-10 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. It's how we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. For those that prefer Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And those highlights are courtesy of ESPN. Sean McDonough on the call, the occasional grunt from John Gruden mixed in there for good measure. And really, there are a lot of storylines from this 20-10 victory by the Bears over the Vikings, way beyond the importance of the game itself and way beyond what happened in that football game. It wasn't an overly exciting game. It was dominated by the Bears, who really didn't maximize their dominance and didn't take advantage fully of some of the opportunities that they had, in particular in the first half. Otherwise, they could have really ran away and hid from the Vikings in this football game. But that's the mark of a team coming in that was 1-6 on the season. They're not a very good football team. That said, they controlled this game from stem to stern, did enough, and prevailed and moved to 2-6 on the season. What that means, really not a whole heck of a lot. It's not a team in a very wide open NFC that's competing for anything but a high draft pick, and they're going to make a lot of changes in the offseason, perhaps including their coach. For the Vikings, they now fall to 5-2. They started the year 5-0. They're now the losers of two straight, and the warts that they do have really started to be exposed, and it showed exactly what they are. They're not an elite football team. They're not a great football team. They are a good football team, and in today's NFL, sometimes that can be enough. But there are definitive ways to beat them. There are definitive flaws that the Minnesota Vikings have that can be exposed. We glossed over a lot of them when they got off to the 5-0 start, as now they've lost two straight. The flaws come to center stage, as it were, and what they've done right so far in their 5-0 start actually kind of falls back out of the spotlight a little bit. And part of that's perception, but the realities are right now not playing very good football, and some things will have to change for the Vikings to realize the success that many, including myself, thought there was a chance they could have coming off of that 5-0 start. Let's recap this game a little bit, and then we'll get into some of the other bigger storylines. Again, as I said, this was a game dominated by Chicago pretty well all the way through. They had a couple of good drives early, you know, one coming out of pretty much their own end zone, really backed up. They went seven plays, 81 yards. The drive bogged down in the red zone. They had to settle for Connor Barth field goal. Another Connor Barth field goal early in the second quarter after a 64-yard drive has the Bears up 6-0. And again, that's what I'm talking about. In the early going, taking two really good drives, a 60-plus yard drive and an 80-plus yard drive, bad field position. But again, getting into the red zone and settling for field goals, bogging down in the red zone, as the Bears have done all year, you only have a 6-0 lead. That keeps this game from being over early. The Bears then follow it up with a Jordan Howard 2-yard run middle of the second quarter. It's now 13-0. The Vikes finish up the first half with a short Blair Walsh field goal. It's 13-3. So you look at halftime and you say, boy, the Vikings can't do anything right here. They're really struggling. They're getting dominated in every phase except for special teams. The Vikings special teams, and specifically their punter versus the Bears and their new punt returner, that was the only thing in any way keeping Minnesota in this football game. And it was the only phase that Minnesota was winning in. Yet at halftime, they're only down 10. And you say to yourself, well, here's a one-win team in Chicago that doesn't often win in their own building. Boy, what a great opportunity for us, as bad as we've played. Turn the screws on them a little bit in the second half, get things right, and we can steal a game here we have no business even being in. But that's not what happens, to the Bears' credit. Jay Cutler comes out, engineers another nice drive. They cap it with Alshon Jeffrey's first receiving touchdown of the year from Jay Cutler, and it's 20-3. And really right there, this game is over. Yes, Stephon Diggs catches a 25-yard touchdown pass from Sam Bradford late in the fourth quarter to make it 20-10. But the Vikings were really never in this game. It was Bears stem to stern. And were the Bears a better football team? There is no relevant second half, and everybody's able to sleep through the entire second half because the Minnesota Vikings have no chance. That wasn't the case. It stayed something of a game. The Vikings couldn't capitalize on the fact that the Bears couldn't put them away and never really gotten this one. And the Bears get their second victory of the year, and the Vikings pick up their second loss of the year. Couple of takeaways. First for the Bears. Jay Cutler teases you once again. He is a tantalizingly talented quarterback. He has all the physical gifts in the world. And it's games like this against elite defenses that make every coach say the same thing. This guy can be my starter and I can fix what's wrong with him. Just get him for me. Then you wouldn't have to pay too high a price. But ultimately, the inconsistencies in his game, the inconsistencies of execution, the inconsistencies of how he elevates a team around him, ultimately will always make Jay Cutler something of a tease. We kind of know what he is at 30-plus years old. I guess he's a capable starter. He has all the physical skills in the world. The strength of his arm and the other physical skills that he has are a match for any quarterback in the National Football League. The lack of consistency in his execution and the lack of consistency in his production or ability to win make him one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the league and certainly a starter. But for a lot of teams, he's not a starter for me. The Bears can cut bait with Jay Cutler at the end of this season and it won't cost them a lot of money. And that's exactly, I think it's $2 million only of dead cap money. And that's exactly what they'll do, as this is a team in rebuilding mode right now. They've gone nowhere with Cutler, and they're not going to go anywhere with Cutler. So I think they'll turn the page on Jay Cutler, and Jay Cutler will have to start the next phase of his career somewhere else. And I guess the big question with all that talent, the fact that he certainly is one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the National Football League, does he get an opportunity with the lack of success to start somewhere else? Or does he become one of those very, very good backup quarterbacks like a Brian Hoyer, like a Josh McCown, like an A.J. McCarron, guys of that ilk, like what ultimately a Trevor Siemian in many ways will be. Those very, very good, Nick Foles, another guy in that vein. Does he become that guy for a contending team, and does he bring that very important bit of value to a contending NFL team? And I think all contending NFL teams should value the backup quarterback the way Major League Baseball contenders value the closer. It's a quarterback-driven league. If you don't have one, you can't win games. That's the realities of the situation. Up next, we'll continue with our takeaways from the Monday Night Football game. We'll wrap up the takeaways on the Bears, roll into the takeaways on the Vikings, and then get to the midweek or early week NFL news. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, you don't have to pray. I'm here. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. Join the discussion at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Focus of the discussion thus far has been the Monday Night Football matchup between the Bears and the Vikings, won by the Bears 20-10. You can weigh in with your thoughts on any facet of this from a Bears perspective, from a Vikings perspective, whatever your take is. And I'm running it down from a Bears perspective. Then I'll roll to a Vikings perspective, and then we'll roll to the early slash midweek NFL news, as there's a lot of it. that I'm going to cover today on the attack before we get to a preview of the World Series, roll into the college football in for most of, if not all of, our number two. But back to my Bears takes. We talked about Cutler, and I think ultimately he moves on. It's not a big cap hit for the Bears, and you're left to wonder what they'll do with the quarterback position. It all depends where they fall in the draft. Maybe they draft their quarterback in this year's draft. If everything falls right, maybe they could get a Deshaun Kizer, a Deshaun Watson, a Nick Trubisky, a Mitch Trubisky. I don't know if Kai is going to be high enough rated. There's other guys that will become available. So maybe the Bears go that route. Maybe they go a veteran. I think it remains to be seen. Whether John Fox is safe is something else. The Bears have hired an outside consultant to take a look at the entire organization from top to tail. So it should be interesting to see what comes out of that come the offseason. But I'm pretty confident that Jay Cutler teased you again. It'll net him. He'll certainly have another job in the NFL, but I'm not necessarily convinced that he gets a starting gig. I think he could become one of those highly paid, highly sought after, real good backup quarterbacks for a true contender that I think all of these teams that fancy themselves true contenders need to have. You move to the running back perspective on all this, and they found something. They let Matt Forte go because he was getting older and getting expensive. And they basically, due to injury and having nobody else around, Jordan Howard gets the job for the Chicago Bears. And in Jordan Howard, they've really found something. He's become one hell of a runner from scrimmage and also a factor in the passing game. And Jeremy Langford was the running back that was initially injured that allowed Jordan Howard to step in and take the lead back role. And he's never given it back. Jeremy Langford now merely a role player at the running back position for the Chicago Bears. Jordan Howard leading the way. He shows vision. He shows speed. He shows patience, shows good hands, and shows he can be a positive factor out of the backfield. He may be a large part of a Chicago Bears running back mix for a long time at just 21 years old. Maybe Jeremy Langford's a piece. Maybe that's something they upgrade in the mid rounds or with a quality veteran free agent with not a lot of mileage taken out of him by a ton of carries. You can always find those type of guys. So maybe they cobble together a good stable of running backs that can help them groom a new young quarterback. They have a couple of weapons for whoever their quarterback will be next year in the form of Zach Miller, Alshon Jeffrey, who has not played well and doesn't look like what he was when Brandon Marshall was there. The emergence of Cameron Meredith has been big, and he looks like a real deal player and looks like a heck of a lot better receiver than Kevin White, the first round draft pick from West Virginia, who has bust potential written all over him. So there are some pieces, but again, this is a Bears team that is in major rebuild mode on both sides of the ball, will continue to be for a little while, and desperately needs to upgrade playmakers all over the field. They have to end up putting together a decent offensive line at some point. They have struggled offensive line play for almost a decade. It's got to change. Because in this league, we talk about how important the quarterback is, and it's a quarterback-driven league, and it's still the most important position. But what you're starting to see also, when you see teams like Chicago generally fail on a week-in, week-out basis, you see now the failings of the Minnesota Vikings. You see, for all the talent the New York Football Giants have on the offensive side of the ball, their suspect offensive line hamstrings everything. If you don't have an offensive line, it doesn't have to be a bunch of great names, and it doesn't have to have a ton of all pros. What it has to be is a capable unit that can run block, pass block, protect the quarterback. Doesn't have to be as good as the Cowboys or as good as the Oakland Raiders. It's got to be a capable, solid unit that can allow your offense to function. Bears haven't had that on a regular basis in a decade. the Minnesota Vikings due to injury. They don't have it right now. And it has hamstrung everything they're trying to do on the offensive side of the ball. And for those that want to, again, point back to the Sam Bradford trade and criticize it and talk about the price the Vikings paid is too much, stop it. This isn't on Sam Bradford. He's been terrific as the signal caller for the Minnesota Vikings since he's gotten there. There's been a couple of games where he's needed to be the star, and he's done that, and he's elevated the team and been the star player and led them to victory. In the rest of the games outside of the Eagles game where he was running for his life and constantly under siege, he was a terrific game manager and didn't turn over the football. And even in this one, you know, was this offense good? No, it was putrid. Was it Sam Bradford's fault? No. His weapons in the passing game weren't getting open, weren't winning. He was again under siege, sacked five more times. But yet he didn't turn over the football. Didn't make a ton of plays, couldn't. He was under too much pressure. But he was 23 for 37, 228, a touchdown, no interception, sacked five times. The fact that he escapes the game relatively healthy and will continue to play, that's big for the Vikings. You then look at their running game. Because while Chicago controlled this one all the way, the Vikings were never out of it to the point where they had to abandon the run. They just couldn't run the football because the offensive line stinks. Not one 10-plus yard run. Total of 18 carries for 57 yards on the day. They don't have studs on offense. You know, Stephon Diggs is emerging as a star player. The rest of their wide receiver core, role players. Adam Thielen, nice story, nice player. Asiato and McKinnon, when he's healthy, are nice receivers out of the backfield. Cordarrelle Patterson is a unique weapon with his speed. Kyle Rudolph, a real good receiving tight end. But without AP and without Laquon Treadwell developing, it's an offense that lacks star power. What you're going to get, you weren't going to get dynamic numbers out of this offense. What you were going to get was, let's score 20 plus, let's be efficient, let's pound the ball, take pressure off our defense. Well, this offensive line is so bad, there's no Adrian Peterson. They can't score any points, they can't stay on the field, and they can't limit the exposure of what is a great defense, but what is wearing down because the offense can't stay on the field. And that's what you're seeing these last couple of weeks. Against the Eagles, the offense was just putrid and gave away the game. Their defense wasn't the cause of that loss. It was the offense. But the defense didn't elevate and lead the team to victory, as is their formula, much like the Denver Broncos from a season ago. In turn, in tonight's game, the offense was bad, did nothing, scored 10 points. Did nothing. You know, they can't run the ball. They really can't do much in the passing game. They can't sustain anything on offense. They can't stay on the field. But defense has to carry them. And this defense didn't carry them. When this defense doesn't play well, and when it allows teams to run the football to the tune of 158 yards on 29 carries, and allows an offense like Chicago to be perfectly balanced, 31 passing attempts, 29 rushes, they only sacked Jay Cutler once. They allow Zach Miller to catch seven passes for 88 yards. Alshon Jeffrey to catch his first touchdown pass of the year. Jordan Howard to be a big factor out of the backfield. The Vikings aren't going to win because their defense is what carries this team. Much like the Denver Broncos last year, where they needed to get enough out of their offense to win games, but it was their defense turning over the football, getting scores, dominating other teams' offenses and not allowing that offense to do anything and putting their own offense in a position to succeed. That's how they won last year, the Denver Broncos. That's how this Vikings team wins. And that's how they went, got off to a 5-0 start. These last two games, the bottom line is the defense hasn't been up to its 5-0 start standard. So we got to put a lot of it on the defense. But where I'm really going to put most of the blame is on that offensive line. Their inability to win at the point of attack and to protect Sam Bradford has rendered this offense so ineffective that it can't stay on the field with any consistency. It can't put together drives. It can't generate points. It can't take time off the clock. And as a result, you have a defense that's on the field instead of being on the field 28 minutes a game. It's now on the field 32, 33, 34 minutes. And they were on the field 32, 41 yesterday. And that wears down a great defense that's asked to do so much. And that's what you're starting to see. So until North Turner and Mike Zimmer and company figure out how to get something out of that offense, the Vikings will not be an elite team and they will struggle. Up next, we'll tie a bow around a Monday night football matchup and get to all the news around the NFL and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months.
Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. We'll put the phones on hold for a second, leave the world of the NFL, enter the world of college football, and we're joined right now by Joe Giuliano. He's the Penn State Nittany Lions football beat writer for Philly.com, the Philly Inquirer, and Philly Daily News, and he joins us right now here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Joe. Really great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this program. Very much resurgent. They haven't looked this good since the entire scandal went down, and they've returned to national prominence with the win in Happy Valley over Ohio State, and they took care of their business following it up with a great second half and beating a team they're better than in Purdue. Talk about the resurgence of this program after just a few weeks ago, we were all wondering if Coach Franklin was truly on the hot seat and there was going to be a change of direction in Happy Valley.
Yeah, I'm sure the public perception was that. In reality, unless they really tanked badly and went 3-9 or 2-10 or something like that, then I think the issue would have been a hot seat. But I think the administration was committed to him for a fourth year. This is the first year, and this is according to Franklin's figures, James Franklin, that they've had the full complement of 85 scholarships since the sanctions were handed down in 2012. And even though they had 65 in Franklin's first year of 2014 and 75 in Franklin's second year of 2015, they were still only 7-6, and there was really no tangible evidence that they had improved. Franklin did say in preseason this year that, hey, now that we have 85 and we have competition at every position and two deep and three deep in a lot of places, then things are going to start happening. The only caveat was that they were young and inexperienced, but they picked up on the experience thing. They're really united behind Franklin. People were always saying that, Franklin can only recruit, but maybe he's not that good of a coach. But he does have his guys playing hard for him, and the fact that they have two new coordinators, the offensive coordinator, Joe Moorhead, was the engineer of that his offense that put up 62 on Purdue, and then a defensive coordinator, and Brent Pry, who was on the staff last year but promoted after Bob Shoup left for Tennessee. So they're getting some good play on in all phases, and they're on a roll right now, four straight wins.
Yeah, and to me the last two particularly huge in that after you beat Ohio State in your building, it's a great win for the program. It's a benchmark win for this new administration and something that they can really build upon. But a lot of times when programs are trying to grow, sometimes they take that step back the following week, particularly when they go on the road against a lesser opponent. And it looked like that was going to happen. It was not a very good first half for the Nittany Lions. Purdue had a lead at one point in that game, and they were right there at halftime. All of a sudden, give this group a lot of credit. In the second half, they stormed the castle, and they blew Purdue out of that building in West Lafayette.
Right. Well, it was shown in the second half that Penn State had better talent than Purdue. But the thing was the motto of the week was Franklin to his team saying, bring your own juice. There were 107,000 people screaming their heads off in Beaver Stadium when they played Ohio State, and 31,000 people pretty much sitting on their hands at Purdue. So it was really kind of a situation where there was really no energy. And in the first half, let's face it, Purdue, with their short and medium passing game, was giving Penn State some trouble. Second half, though, the tide turned with two early turnovers, and that pretty much opened the floodgates.
Let's talk about the best player in America maybe nobody knows about, Saquon Barkley, and the terrific work that he's done this year in helping to elevate that Penn State Nittany Lions offense.
Oh, yeah, Saquon Barkley really come on. This game on Saturday against Purdue was a career-high 207 yards, including an 81-yard touchdown run. It was the second 200-yard game of the year. The kid has just got an unbelievable vision. He gets the ball and goes into the line, and he can pick out right away where he needs to go, hit a hole in a split second. And once he gets into the second level, he can pretty much outrun everybody that's chasing him. So he's been a fantastic back. He's been showing a skill, too, that he can catch the ball. He caught three passes for 70 yards in the first half when the running game was a little stalled out. And then in the second half, Barkley behind that offensive line, which is getting better for Penn State, did quite a job finishing it off. So he is a guy to think about as far as, among the best running backs in the country, no question.
You look at the rest of the schedule for Penn State, obviously upcoming matchup this Saturday night against Iowa in Happy Valley, that's a biggie. You then head to Bloomington and take on what's become a pretty good program at Indiana. They don't have much of a home field advantage because, whatever happens at halftime, they all stay in the parking lot and tailgate. Nobody comes back for the second half to watch a pretty entertaining football team. But then the back end of the regular season schedule at Rutgers and hosting a Michigan State team that's fallen on hard times. Looks like these Nittany Lions could make a very, very good bowl, something that might see them playing, you know, on January 2nd or something along those lines. And that would have to be a huge shot in the arm for this program, which, after the sanctions, has thirsted for positive national exposure.
Yes, that's true. But, of course, there are some people nationally who don't think they deserve this kind of exposure because of what happened. And I guess there'll always be two sides of the people's sentiments on exactly what happened and who knew what and you know, how it affected the football program. But getting back to your point, the last four games, they should be favored in all four games. They are a slight favorite over Iowa on Saturday, and then Indiana, Rutgers, and Michigan State, they should be favored. So you look at the bowl situation, the Orange Bowl might be a little too far out because of, you have Michigan, Ohio State. Michigan, one of them is going to be in the playoff, and one of them is going to be in the Rose Bowl. And you have Wisconsin, who's probably the third-best team in the league now that they beat Nebraska, probably going to the Orange. And then you have Nebraska and Penn State fighting for the Outback Bowl bid on January 2nd in Tampa. So that's how it looks now if they keep winning. 10-2 or even 9-3 should put them in consideration for the Outback Bowl. But right now, I think Franklin's getting a little nervous about he's the quintessential one game at a time guy, and with four straight wins, he just wants to take it week by week and see where the cards fall.
And I think that's a smart approach by him. And we're joined by Joe Giuliano from Philly.com, the Philly Inquirer, and Philly Daily News. We're talking Penn State football here on the Spano and Black Attack. Again, we've talked about the program and the fact that they just now have a full complement of scholarship players after the sanctions. Going forward, and, you hate to look ahead, and we'll get to the game itself on Saturday coming up, but we're talking about exposure. We're talking about James Franklin getting his kind of players in there. What kind of recruiting classes do you see James Franklin able to have going forward? Is he a guy that can get Penn State back in the top 10, top 15 type recruiting classes and as a result have Penn State be a national power on a year-in, year-out basis? Because the sanctions are off, the limitations are off, and the people in Penn State haven't fallen out of love with this Penn State Nittany Lions football program. And if you need proof, all you need to do is watch that game against Ohio State. The place was full, and there wasn't any shirt other than a white shirt in the entire place. It was a very impressive sight to see.
Yeah, they know how to create quite an atmosphere when it's a whiteout. They have one whiteout game every year, and Urban Meyer's like, well, this is the third time we've played in front of a whiteout, so they always wait for the best opponent to pull off the whiteout. But getting back to your point about recruiting, Franklin has done a pretty decent job over the years since he got to Penn State. Their recruiting has generally been in the 18 to 25 class as far as the national rankings for all the recruiting services. The problem in the Big Ten is, of course, if Ohio State or Michigan wants a kid that you want, chances are you're not going to get that kid. They lost three or four kids in the last class to Michigan that they really thought they had a chance at, and that's just the way recruiting goes. Right now, Penn State is the third. Big Ten pecking order is Michigan, Ohio State at the top. There's no question about it when it comes to football on the field or recruiting. And under that, you have just a lot of teams fighting for that that distinction to be number three to those two squads. And you have Wisconsin and Nebraska and Penn State and Iowa and schools like that. Minnesota's on the rise. So you just really have to go out there and hit the bricks and do the best you can. Now, in Maryland, Franklin has a good recruiting base down in the Baltimore, Washington area, but Maryland's in the Big Ten now. Penn State is also very successful recruiting New Jersey, and now you got Rutgers in the Big Ten. So, there's always some obstacles there, but, the Franklin staff seems to be pretty enthusiastic, and they hustle for kids, and right now it's showing dividends. So we'll see what happens in the years to come.
What do you say we preview the big Saturday night matchup in Happy Valley versus Iowa? Again, stylistically, we know Iowa and what they're going to do. They try and stop the run, and they try and pound the rock. Penn State doesn't stop the run particularly well. Is that a real concern in this matchup, and is that something that could allow Iowa to stay on the field 35, 36 minutes and kind of neutralize the advantage that Penn State may have as far as their offense against that Iowa defense?
Well, it could be. Like you mentioned, the rushing defense has been kind of poor all year. It did kind of get stuff together in the second half against Ohio State. That was probably the best overall defensive performance that anyone has seen out of Penn State all year, and that includes defending the rush. Iowa's got two very good running backs, and Wadley and Daniels, and those guys, like you said, they're going to pound it as best they can. Penn State's defense should be better now that the two of their starting linebackers, Jason Kabinda and Brandon Bell, are back, and they showed up well against Ohio State. Purdue has virtually no running game, so you really can't judge much from that. So this will be a real big test for the front seven of Penn State, who had some issues early in the season with a young defensive line replacing four guys who went to the NFL, including Carl Nassib, who made a lot of Defensive Player of the Year lists last season. But the young line is getting experience, getting better, and having Kvin and Bell back at linebacker where their talent and leadership is just all very valuable, that's going to be a significant part of the game. The problem on Penn State's offensive side is that they do a no-huddle attack. It's not really a hurry-up attack, but the reality is they're last in the Big Ten in time of possession, 26 minutes a game, and they were outdone on offensive plays last week by Purdue by almost 20. So, the offense is going to have to find a way to hold on to the ball, but I think it's going to be a really interesting game. It should be tight in the fourth quarter, I would think.
I think so, too, and I think maybe the difference is Trace McSorley and his ability. You know, you look at the numbers and you don't always say, wow, you know, they don't really jump off the page. Two things jump off the page. The yards per attempt, because he makes a lot of big chunk plays, and 12 passing touchdowns, 3 interceptions. I think he could be the big difference in this one.
Yeah, the major stat, too, you mentioned yards per attempt, but the one I'm fascinated by is yards per completion. He's sixth in the country in yards per completion because, as you mentioned, they do go for the big chunk plays. They have quite a few plays. They have maybe 8 to 10 every week of 20 yards or more passing and running because of Barkley. But the thing, too, about McSorley that we just haven't realized is the fact that he hasn't turned the ball over in quite a while. He's gone 4 full games without throwing an interception. He threw an interception on his last pass at Michigan, and since then has thrown 106 passes without an interception. Hasn't fumbled the ball away since the second game at Pittsburgh. So the fact that he's taken such good care of the ball has been a real big plus for the Penn State offense.
Joe, we got to let you run. Thanks so much for a few, literally in 10 seconds. Who wins and what do you think the score is?
I'm giving it to Penn State. It'll probably be a low-scoring game somewhere around 20-17.
Thanks so much, Joe. Appreciate it. We'll do it again during basketball season. We'll talk a little Villanova Wildcats basketball. We know you cover them for Philly.com and the Philly Inquirer and Philly Daily News, and they just came out in the AP poll and are number 4 in the country. Thanks for a few minutes, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good day.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Joe Giuliano, Philly.com, Philly Inquirer, Philly Daily News. We talk Penn State football. We'll get him on again. Talk Penn State football as the season continues to unfold in front of them, and also get to some Villanova Wildcats basketball. But we'll tie a bow around hour one next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Well, we get ready to wrap up hour one of the Spano and Black Attack. We thank Joe Giuliano for joining us. His work on the Nittany Lions football beat is great. So is his work on the Villanova Wildcats basketball beat. So Joe will be a regular contributor here as those situations dictate here on the Attack. He does great work, gave us great insight, and gave us a great look ahead to Penn State's matchup with Iowa this weekend, as well as a look back and a look ahead at the season for the Penn State Nittany Lions. And this hour we focused a lot on the NFL, the Monday night matchup, and the ramifications for both the Vikings and the Bears, as well as breaking down the game. In hour two, we'll roll to all the early week NFL news, and there's a lot of it, before we get into a week nine college football recap of the top 25. But right now, we're going to step aside here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and then I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Campaigning in Ohio, the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton addressing the reopening of the investigation into her emails.
There is no case here.
FBI Director James Comey announcing the reopening of the investigation last Friday, some Democrats have accused him of trying to influence the election.
Vivian is a Hillary supporter and questions the FBI's timing.
I might be a little prejudiced, but I think they should have waited. I think it's unfair to her.
This woman voting for Donald Trump.
Really hope that it has a big impact on it because she doesn't deserve to be in.
They shouldn't have dropped it.
Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
At least three people are dead after a school bus crashed into a commuter bus this morning in Baltimore. Images show some serious front-end damage to the school bus, but there's no word yet on whether students were aboard the bus at the time. This is USA Radio News.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks? Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at westernjournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a bold voice and viewpoint, fearless commentary, insight, and analysis. The Point is your conservative compass, true to the principles and virtues of honest-to-goodness American values. We will honor your time and respect your intelligence. Together, we'll make a difference. And that's The Point at westernjournalism.com.
A pipeline explosion in Alabama could lead to gas shortages in southeastern states. GasBuddy.com petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan saying several states are served by what's called the Colonial Pipeline.
Main areas could be Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, the Carolinas, up to Virginia.
DeHaan saying the blast on the pipeline south of Birmingham led to the shutdown of two pipelines, one with gas and one with diesel. Pope Francis helping to mend the long history of division between Catholics and Lutherans. The Pope making his first ever trip to Sweden yesterday, taking part in events to commemorate the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. Francis and Lutheran leaders presided over a prayer service, and the pontiff addressed Catholics and Lutherans, asking them to look at the past honestly, recognize error, and to seek forgiveness. He also praised the Reformation for helping to give centrality to Scripture in the Church's life. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A mass transit strike's in full effect today in Pennsylvania after the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority and the Transport Workers Union failed to reach an agreement by midnight. The strike's impacting bus, trolley, and subway transportation for nearly a million daily riders. In New Jersey, the so-called Bridgegate case, which involved some aides to the Republican Governor Chris Christie, is now in the hands of a jury.
They heard closing arguments from Bridget Kelly's attorney and the government's rebuttal. The jury asked the judge for a copy of the indictment and the copy of their instructions. Kelly, a former aide to Governor Christie, and Bill Baroni, a former top Port Authority official, face conspiracy, wire fraud, and civil rights charges stemming from allegations they worked to close lanes to the George Washington Bridge.
That's Lisa G reporting. President Obama is saying Tuesday's election is probably the most important election of our lifetimes. And last night, while appearing on Full Frontal with Samantha Bee on TBS, Obama made a direct appeal to young people to get out and vote.
Young people have a bigger stake in this election than anybody. I would hope that you'd be willing to take about the same amount of time that you spend just looking through cat videos on your phone to make sure that the democracy is working.
Because it was a special Halloween edition of the program, Samantha Bee asked Obama to tell a spooky story about what might happen if people don't vote. Obama had a short and simple answer. Donald Trump could be president. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network.
Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 800-878-PLAY to join the conversation. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Let's run down the myriad of ways you can take the network on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline. They all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels, and they're all downloadable to any device you could possibly own. And last but not least, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world. We're all the good people of our armed forces. Listen to all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack, and we thank each and every member of the armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world. Big Hour 2 on tap for this Tuesday edition. We had to move Joe Giuliano up to 40 after hour number one, so we'll do a little reset here. We'll dive into all the early week NFL news, roll into college football, week 9 top 25 scoreboard recaps, and then before we get out the door, we'll make sure we give you a preview of game 6 of the World Series between the Cubs and Indians. So that's the rundown for this edition of the Attack. Phones are open all the way through at 800-878-PLAY. Again, that's 1-800-878-7529. For those that like to weigh in on Twitter, please feel free to do so in 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Up next, we'll kick off Hour 2. We'll make sure we tie a nice bow around the Monday Night Football matchup and then roll into all the Tuesday NFL news around the National Football League here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Let's kick off hour two of the attack. Talking NFL, switching back to that after finishing up hour one talking the college game. We promise we'll roll back to all the college football and recap game by game the top 25 action from a week nine in college football. And then before we get out the door, a preview of Game 6 of the World Series. Again, just final thoughts on the Monday night matchup, which we spent a big chunk of hour one recapping and giving you my takeaways. But just to tie a bow around it, for the Bears, they're a bad football team that is going to make a lot of changes in the offseason. It may be the coach. May even be the general manager. There's an outside consultant that's coming in and looking at the entire football operation from top to tail. That may not bode well for anybody. I think they found a running back that can be part of a running back tandem for years to come. I think they found in Cameron Meredith a great number two receiver. I just think they just have so far to go. You know, and it's going to take some time. There are some pieces there, but they're a bad football team. And it's going to take a couple of years before they're good. They're going to have shrewd work in free agency, a couple of shrewd drafts. And in this mediocre NFL where the worst are not very far from the best, they may be able to turn this around in a couple of years. But I also think they're going to be starting off again with a different quarterback. It may be a young one that they draft, or it may be a veteran in the free agent market, but I'm confident it'll be somebody other than Jay Cutler. As for the Vikings, again, they are going to go as far as their defense takes them. They are the Denver Broncos of 2000. They are pretty much in many ways the same team the Denver Broncos were last year. When the offense can do enough, their defense can carry them. Their defense has had a couple of hiccups these last couple of weeks. This, the most galling of the hiccups for the defense. And that defense has to get back to pressuring the quarterback, taking the ball away and changing the game, and even scoring points for them. If they can't do that, they're in trouble. Their special teams have to continue to win each and every week. And offensively, they've got to figure out how to do something with that offensive line. Because until they do that, they're not going to run the ball with any success, and they'll continue to be the worst running football team in the league. And Sam Bradford doesn't have enough weapons, nor enough time, to have any success. So until they get that offensive line righted, it could be a team in a little bit of peril. I'm confident with 5 wins already, they make the playoffs. And in a wide-open NFC with that defense and a quality veteran signal caller, they have the potential to make a deep run. And again, it doesn't change my mind on the deal. The deal made sense. They needed to make it. The window was there. Who knew that they were going to be beset by this many injuries along their offensive line? But Mike Zimmer and company have to figure out what to do. Otherwise, their season is going to be very quickly short-circuited. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in. Again, that number to chime in on anything concerning the Monday night matchup between the Bears and the Vikings, 800-878-7529. Also open to talk about anything from Week 9 in college football or anything from the NFL news around the league. And we'll start with the New England Patriots and their trade of linebacker Jamie Collins to the Bears for a compensatory third-round pick or a fourth-round pick in the upcoming NFL draft. Here's the deal. If the Browns aren't awarded a compensatory third-round pick, the Patriots will get the Browns' fourth-round pick. Well, with all the people that the Browns lost last offseason, I'm confident they'll be awarded at least one third-round compensatory pick. So this will likely be a trade where New England gets back a pick at the back of the third round for Jamie Collins. Now, on the surface, you look at this trade and it strikes you as rather strange. Collins is a very good, very versatile linebacker who's only 26 years old. And you say, boy, you're 7-1. You may be the best team in all of football right now in New England. Why would you want to trade this key piece of your defense, even if you don't plan on keeping him beyond this year, for a late third round pick? A couple of reasons. Number one, this has become the norm for New England now, and they're starting something new, and they're showing how in so many ways they are ahead of the curve in the National Football League. They are trading talent that doesn't figure after the last year of their contract to get a new contract, and they're trying to acquire draft picks or pieces that can help them going forward. And, you know, you look, they did it with Chandler Jones. They did it with Ryan Mallett. They'll do it with Jimmy Garoppolo. And now they've done it with Jamie Collins. So from that aspect, it shouldn't surprise you. This is their formula. It's basically one of those things. If we have a guy who's on our roster and we know that we're not going to sign him going forward, he may be traded. Usually it's in the offseason before their last season. With Jamie Collins, they like the talent enough that they say, and they like, you know, some of the leadership that he showed in the locker room, the respect that he gets from his teammates enough that they were going to keep him this year. They were in the process of working on negotiations, and they thought he was going to be a part of the future beyond this year. Well, negotiations have dragged on, and all indications are that Collins' people want way more from the Patriots than the Patriots are willing to pay. Hence the reason all of a sudden Jamie Collins was on the block. That's number one. Number two, defense is assignment football. And when only 10 guys carry out the assignment and one goes into business for himself, despite his talents, it compromises the entire defense. And for those that watch the Patriots a lot, they've noticed that Jamie Collins, for all his gifts and all his versatility as a linebacker, whether it be playing the run, whether it be going up and getting after the quarterback, whether it be playing in space and being a help in pass coverage, he can do it all. He's a terrific athlete, and he's incredibly productive. But he freelances too much and goes into business for himself too much. And it results in that New England Patriots defense getting gored for some big plays. So when you couple that, freelancing and going into business for yourself, compromising the entire New England Patriots game plan at times with the fact that contract negotiations not going well and Collins and his people seeing different value for Jamie Collins and the New England Patriots saw. They said, okay, here's a guy we're not keeping after this year. Instead of just letting him walk, we should get something. Well, they got, in essence, they got a third-round compensatory pick. Now, if you let him stay, and here's the part that's interesting. If you do let him stay and you keep him and you play him the rest of the year and then you let him walk, you'll get a compensatory pick in 2018, probably a third rounder. So basically you just moved up the pick a year. So that's where this trade is a little odd for New England. It is a guy who's a big part of your defense and your team right now. To trade him just to get the draft, the same compensatory pick in essence a year early is rather odd. But when you factor in the fact that his freelancing has hurt this defense and he's seeing less and less playing time of late, it starts to make sense. Bill doing one part, hey, guys on the last year of their deal that don't show an ability to negotiate in good faith, they don't stay here. If it looks like we're not going to re-sign them, we're going to get something for them. We're going to get it quickly. That, and nobody's bigger than this team. So if you don't want to carry out your assignments and you want to freelance, you'll be out of here. Message sent by Bill. I get why New England made the trade. I don't know that I necessarily like it when if you hang on to Collins and let him walk, you get a compensatory pick in the same round in 2018. For the Browns, the deal makes perfect sense. It's a no-brainer for them from the standpoint of upgrading talent for a relatively small cost. And we'll pick it up there next before we roll into the rest of the Tuesday NFL news here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Well, there's nobody crying here on the attack as we continue to talk NFL. We'll roll into all the week nine college football game recaps and a preview of the World Series in just a minute here. But we got to get through the rest of this NFL news. And as we mentioned, we're talking in the last segment, Jamie Collins to the Browns for a compensatory third round pick in this upcoming 2017 NFL draft. I get why Belichick's made the deal on a couple of levels. Also, find myself a little perplexed in that maybe you don't want to sign him because he's going to be costly, despite the fact that the New England Patriots are going to have the third most available salary cap space in the offseason and can really do a lot of things to reshape this roster with the red chip quality veterans that they always like to sign in free agency, along with maybe one or two real blue chippers. But expect them to be young guys that New England signs in free agency, guys in their mid-20s, not guys that are headed towards 30, unless they're lesser names at lesser prices. That said, it does ring odd to me when you could let him walk, and when I say him, I mean Jamie Collins, and in essence get the same pick you're getting from the Browns just in next year's draft if you have no intention of signing him. And the big part of that is he's a quality piece. He's still playing a major role for you. And you're basically a Super Bowl contender and the favorite right now to come out of the AFC and represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. So from that standpoint, it's a little odd. I get why Bill's doing it. I want the draft pick. I want it now. I'm going to send a message here. He's going into business for himself a little bit, freelancing a little too much. And for those that might think they're bigger than the Patriot way, you're not. And when you think you are, you'll be shown the door, much like Jamie Collins has been, because of the freelancing, because the contract negotiations not going the way Bill wants. He went from part of the future to out the door in a half a season. For the Browns, it's a no-brainer. Yes, you give up a compensatory pick. Yes, you need all the draft picks you can get because you need to upgrade your talent. I get all of those things. Trust me, I do. Here's the realities. You get a guy on the last year of his deal. You get a chance to negotiate with him now. You get him ingrained into the culture. And maybe you get a jump on him in free agency, get him at a little bit of a discount. And certainly when you bring in this guy at 26, he's a young veteran to go with so much of those young pieces that you're bringing in. Here's a guy who can play and play at a winning level. And it's a clear upgrade in talent. You're going to have a bunch of compensatory picks. You have a load of draft picks already. Moving one for an established veteran and basically moving this draft pick for a guy that's far exceeds what you'll probably be able to get with that draft pick in the upcoming draft makes perfect sense for the Browns in that you're clearly upgrading talent. You're bringing in somebody from a winning culture. And you're bringing in a little bit of a veteran influence. So I get why the Browns do this as well. I get why the New England does it. Have some questions about New England's choices here. And a lot of that gets brushed to the wayside because it's Bill. Brushed by the wayside because it's Bill. I'm not willing to do that. There are some questions. I see why New England's done it, but I still have my reservations. I totally understand why the Browns do it. And we'll see if it pays dividends for them going forward. If they can, in fact, keep Jamie Collins and make him a part of that defense. And if their defense and as a team, they're good while Collins is still in his prime. I like the deal for Cleveland. I get it for New England, but I certainly have my reservations. Last piece of Tuesday NFL news. Andre Johnson retires after 14 seasons. It just became clear to not only everybody around the National Football League, but finally to Andre Johnson himself, that he had nothing left. And as a result, he retires effective immediately, as on a Tennessee Titans team that doesn't have a ton of weapons in the, at the wide receiver position, he couldn't get on the field as the season wore along, couldn't make an impact. So he knew he was done. Andre Johnson, not only one of the all-time great receivers, but one of the all-time great people in football. And in his 14 seasons, he ends up leaving the NFL 10th in receiving yards and 9th in receptions. He's a multiple-time Pro Bowler. And to me, there's no question in my mind that he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And, you know, I'll bring some numbers up. 7 times in the Pro Bowl, 2 times first team All-Pro, 2 other times second team All-Pro. Again, as I've said, you know, 9th in career receptions, 6 seasons in the top 10 in receptions, 10th in receiving yards, 5 seasons in the top 10 in receiving yards, 70 career receiving touchdowns, 2 seasons in the top 10. You know, 15th in career receiving yards per game, 6 seasons in the top 10 in that category. To me, again, you know, one of the great wide receivers in the history of the game. He was a quiet professional and a consummate professional, and he elevated his team, the Houston Texans, for much of his career. And he didn't get in trouble, and he didn't make noise off the field. So I think when it's all said and done, it shouldn't take very long for Andre Johnson to find his way into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. If you agree with me, you can weigh in, or even if you disagree, based on some of the guys and how long it took for them to get in, or some that aren't even in the Hall of Fame yet, you can weigh into this discussion at 800-878-PLAY. Again, that's 1-800-878-7529, or you can say your piece on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByline USA. I think it's time we roll into recapping week 9 in college football, and we'll stick with matchups in the top 25. Here's one we didn't give much attention on Friday. It was from Thursday night. Number 25, Virginia Tech, squeaks one out late against Pittsburgh, 39-36. Va Tech now 6-2 on the year, 4-1 in the ACC. Pittsburgh falls to 5-3 on the year, 2-2 in the ACC, and now leaves North Carolina in the driver's seat in the coastal half of the ACC, and will play whoever survives that fight on the Atlantic side of the ACC between Clemson, and I guess Florida State's at it, but it's really Clemson and Louisville at this point, with Va Tech lurking. So there's kind of a 3-team dogfight on the Atlantic side of the ACC. Coastal side, it looks like it all lays out very well for the North Carolina Tar Heels, and perhaps they can do what they've nearly done, what they nearly did last year, and that's knock off the winner of the ACC Atlantic in the ACC Championship game. Friday action, Navy's going to fall out of the ranks of the top 25. They were number 22 going into this one. Willie Taggart's South Florida Bulls took a 28-0 lead at the end of the first quarter and hung on for dear life despite a furious 24-point effort in the fourth quarter by Navy that comes up short, a furious comeback. 52-45 the final tally. Navy down to 5-2 down on the year, 4-1 in the American. South Florida 7-2 on the year, 4-1 in the American. Where this really hurts Navy more than anywhere else, they're now no longer in the running, in all reality, for the best of the group of five teams and the one that will represent the group of five in a New Year's Six Bowl. Their loss, the loss of Boise State, they're out of the mix. Houston's out of the mix. So basically, if Western Michigan can continue to take care of their business, they will be that group of five representative in a New Year's Six Bowl. And that will be a great story, and it will be something great for this for that program. And we spoke to P.J. Fleck just a week ago on this show, and if they can do that, it should really help them recruit in the Mid-America Conference and make them one of those group of five powers for years to come. But let's get to Saturday action in the top 25. Number 1, Alabama was on a bye. Number 2, Michigan. It got a little close late, but they really controlled this one with their defense throughout and did enough on offense. 32-23 over Michigan State. Michigan State losers of five in a row now. They are 2-6 on the year, winless in the Big Ten. And for Michigan, they're 8-0 and none down on the year, 5-0 in the Big Ten, and they'll stay right there at number two in the country. Number three, Clemson, 37-34 over Florida State, a great one. Florida State came into this game number 12. Clemson stays undefeated, 8-0, 5-0 in the ACC. Florida State falls to 5-3, 2-3 in the ACC. And Clemson showing you that they can win these close games. And, you know, realize something. They were down for chunks of this football game. And they needed to come back and score points in a major way in the fourth quarter as Florida State actually took the lead. This was back and forth for much of this game. Clemson led at halftime, 17-14. They got on the board first in the third quarter, 2014. You get the Dalvin Cook big 43-yard. Dalvin Cook was incredible in this game. Dalvin Cook, 43-yard run, middle of the third quarter, it's 21-20. Dalvin Cook added again to close the third quarter. It's 28-20 Florida State. And from there, it became a back-and-forth football game. And Deshaun Watson struck last to allow Clemson to win this one 37-34. 34-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Leggett proves to be the winner. We'll continue our journey through Week 9 College Football Top 25 Scoreboard and get to World Series Game 6. That's all next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335.
Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nip it in the bud.
That's right. You got to nip it in the bud. We're going to do just that here on the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. We'll continue our journey through the Week 9 college football scoreboard, and we'll focus on top 25 action only. And let's head out to Rice Eccles in Salt Lake City, Utah, as the number 17 Utah Utes battle hard but come up short. 31-24 the final tally, as the number 4-ranked Washington Huskies stay undefeated at 8-0, and the Utes fall to 7-2, 4-2 in Pac-12 play. This was one hell of a football game. Jake Browning was great for much of it. Joe Williams was brilliant for Utah, and that kid will play on Sundays. He's got speed, he runs hard, has good vision. And again, this is a tough loss for Utah, who always plays tough at home. After Washington went out to the big lead, and Washington controlled this one, they scored the first 14, and it was 14-0, and it looked like the Huskies were going to run away and hide at 14-0. And then from there, it was back and forth. Utah actually taking a lead 17-14 early third quarter. And by the way, this game, not unlike the Clemson-Florida State game where there was a lot of controversy. A lot of controversy in this game, but under the radar controversy. Dante Pettis, the 58-yard punt return that wins it for Washington, in many ways marred. And I understand you don't want officials' calls to win games. But Dante Pettis, on this punt return, he benefited from not one, not two, but three clear blocks in the back on this one. So a good win for the Huskies. They stay undefeated. They beat the best team they've beaten this year in a building that that opposition is always tough to play against. But I can't help but think, I wonder how this would have turned out had they called that correctly in the game. Had they called those blocks in the back that should have been called, or at least one of them, and that game stays at 24-24. Because Utah played hard, and they played well at Rice-Eccles, as they always do. And Washington, after controlling things early, squandered the lead and found themselves in trouble. Again, a good victory from Washington, but one to me shrouded in controversy. Number 5, Louisville, on the outside looking in as far as the playoff picture in college football. 32-25 over Virginia. Louisville now 7-1. Virginia now 2-6. Lamar Jackson engineers a late drive to avoid the massive upset after Virginia goes in, takes the lead, goes for two, scores a touchdown that puts them in a position to tie. They go for two. They actually take the lead. And Lamar Jackson has to engineer that last drive, and he has to throw that winning touchdown pass in a game where Louisville did not play great. And it was Jalen Smith catching a 29-yarder from Lamar Jackson. Actually, it was Jalen Smith who caught the 29-yard touchdown pass with 13 seconds left. And that was huge. You know, and again, I thought a big win not only for Louisville in that always tough to go on the road and win in conference. I don't think anybody can doubt that. And while Louisville didn't look great, defense at times was unfocused and allowed a lesser Virginia team to make some plays. Their offense, they dropped more passes in this game than he did in the Syracuse game. But Lamar Jackson elevated his team when it counted most, engineering that late drive. And again, if he's not the Heisman Trophy winner, I don't know who is. 24 for 41, 361, four touchdowns and an interception. Numbers would have been a lot better without the drops. Teams now make a concerted effort to take his run game away. Despite that, 17 for 88. He's just the best quarterback in college football right now, and the most exciting and dynamic offensive player in all of college football, and a hell of a presence, and the big reason that Louisville is knocking on the door of the college football playoffs. Number 6, Ohio State, trying to recover from that loss at Happy Valley, does not do a good job Saturday, you know, in the Big Horseshoe. 24-20, They need a late score to nip Northwestern in this one. Northwestern's now 4-4. Ohio State 7-1. Their playoff hopes are still alive after squeaking out that victory. Number 11, Wisconsin needs overtime to top Nebraska 23-17. This was a back-and-forth football game. The offenses had their moments. The defenses had their moments. Both of these offenses dealt with incredible inconsistency in their quarterback play. And ultimately, what it came down to at the end, there was inconsistent quarterback play. Wisconsin suffered from inconsistency in the kicking game. The Ogunwale 11-yard run ends it. And thankfully, the Andrew Endicott missed PAT in overtime doesn't rear its ugly head. So Wisconsin, they've lost two games on the year, but they've shown they're one of the best in America as their only two losses have come against Ohio State and Michigan. Nebraska now falling from the ranks of the undefeated. They're without a lot of help, probably on the outside looking in as it relates to the college football playoff. We're going to try and move this college football scoreboard along. Number 8, Baylor. They fall to Texas. Texas winning this one on a late field goal, 35-34, the final. Baylor now 6-1. Texas now 4-4. Again, Big 12 out of the playoff picture. I don't think any of these Big 12 teams can absorb one loss. Oklahoma would have been the only one. They have two losses. So when you look at it, when you look at Baylor and then later West Virginia and their losses, they're out of the playoff picture. Nebraska's probably on life support and would need so much help for them to get into the playoffs. But they've got a big matchup against Ohio State, and they can start carving their path as a one-loss team to the playoffs by beating Ohio State on Saturday night. And we'll talk about that game on Thursday. Number 9, Texas A&M rebounding off of the loss to Alabama. Does so in solid workmanlike and impressive fashion over New Mexico State, 52-10. Number 10, West Virginia. We talked about this one. Bad Skylar Howard in this one. He turns the ball over a bunch of times, and West Virginia ends up spending much of this game chasing Oklahoma State. They really can never get close. 37-20 to final. Skylar Howard, two interceptions in this one. And he also loses a fumble. Again, three turnovers in this one. That's usually what dooms West Virginia, and it did in Stillwater against Oklahoma State with one loss and having played nobody of note up until this point. West Virginia is out of the college football playoff mix. Number 13, Boise State. They're probably out of the mix as the best group of five team in college football and out of a New Year's Six bowl with their loss to Wyoming, 30-28, the final. This was a back-and-forth game all game long. Boise State not taking care of an opponent that they're better than, including letting up 13 fourth-quarter points. The way this game was won at the end is bizarre. In the waning minutes, backed up towards your own goal line, you allow the opposition offense to get a safety. That just can't happen. Brett Rippon cannot turn over that football or put his team in that position to let them score, to let the opposition defense score a safety and lose that football game. And that's how Boise loses, and that's how they fall from the ranks of the undefeated. And in many ways, inexcusable for Boise State. Because now, like I said, they had something to prove. You can't lose to Wyoming. Again, Wyoming's a nice story. 6-2, 4-0 in the Mountain West. They're not in Boise's class. And it was bad execution in a late-game situation backed up by your own goal line that ends up costing you. Boise State loses on a safety, and now Western Michigan in the driver's seat, and they play tonight as it relates to Group of Five team in a college football playoff. Number 14, Florida takes care of their business, 24-10 over Georgia. Biggest outdoor cocktail party. Florida 6-1 in the driver's seat in the SEC East. Georgia falls to 4-4. And it's going to be a little bit of a rebuilding process for Kirby Smart. Number 15, Auburn. 40-29 over Ole Miss. Ole Miss falling to 3-5. They're just 1-4 in the SEC. And Auburn, very quietly for real, they are running the football with incredible efficiency, getting enough out of the passing game and getting enough out of the quarterback, which actually surprises me because I don't think much of Sean White, but when he goes 15-22, 247, and a touchdown and no interceptions, with that running game, they will win a lot of football games. The Auburn Tigers are for real, and they're going to be a threat to everybody in that SEC West. Let's continue our journey here in just a second as the computer reloads. Number 16, Oklahoma, 56-3 over Kansas. What can I say? Oklahoma will probably end up in the top 10 when it's all said and done, but they won't be in the playoffs. Number 18, Tennessee, falls to South Carolina, 24-21. South Carolina now 4-4 on the year. Tennessee falling to 5-3 and basically handing the SEC East to the Florida Gators. We now hear of a bunch of players led by Jalen Hurd looking to transfer. It's getting messy for Butch Jones, and I wonder how long he'll have that job despite the embers of success. And finally, top 25 college football scoreboard for Week 9. We talked about it with Joe Giuliano in Hour 1. Penn State takes care of their business with a big second half, 62-24 over Purdue. Penn State now 6-2, winners of 5 straight. For Purdue, it's another long season. And now, top 25 college football scoreboard for Week 10. The action starts tonight. Number 17, Western Michigan, 8-0. They've got to head to Muncie, Indiana, Schumann Stadium, take on David Letterman's Ball State, who's 4-4 down on the year, just 1-3 in the MAC. Western Michigan finds themselves a 17.5-point favorite. PJ Fleck squad has to keep taking care of their business. And if they stay undefeated, win the MAC championship, they will be that group of five team that represents in a New Year's Six Bowl, and that will be huge for the program. And I expect them to take care of their business tonight, and I expect them to do it pretty comfortably. They're very, very, very good, and they're better than Ball State. Got a couple of minutes left in this segment, so we'll start the Game 6 World Series preview. And I guess the big question becomes, can the Cubs buck the odds and come all the way back? The odds say no. They say that a team down 3-1 that has to win Game 6 and Game 7 on the road has just a 13.6% chance to come back and win the series. But if you're down 3-2 and have to win on the road, the odds get better. 21.3% chance. So the odds are certainly against the Cubs winning their first World Series since 1908, but it's not an impossibility. And I guess amongst the teams that have come back from that fate, they're the best one as far as, you know, win percentage and some of the other measurables where we try and measure how good teams are. And again, the pitching matchup in some ways favors them. And I don't know how much these starting pitching matchups mean, as I've talked about when we preview these games. But it's all hands on deck for both teams, really. That's the truth. Because while the Indians are not on the brink of elimination, you never want to get to a Game 7 because anything can happen. Pitching matchup, starting pitching matchup for Game 6, Jake Arrieta, Josh Tomlin. That's an edge for the Cubs. But up next, you know, we'll talk about that real key to victory for both sides in this one. That's how we'll wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, no flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish.
Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now we get ready to tie a bow around this Tuesday edition. We're talking World Series Game 6. Back to the wall, really, in many ways for both clubs. Again, it's Cubs on the brink of elimination, having overcome huge odds. But for the Indians, anything can happen in a Game 7. They don't want it to get to that. So you will definitely see an all-hands-on-deck approach to this game for both managers. Here's the bottom line for me. You tried looking at starting pitching matchups and tried looking at all these angles. Here's the realities of this game. If the Indians are leading after four innings, the Cubs are in deep trouble. They better, you know, I know it's corny and it's very cliche to talk in baseball about scoring first. Well, I think here it's of paramount importance. The Cubs have to score first, and they have to have that lead after four or five innings, because you do not want this to get to the bullpen of the Indians, because you're going to see Andrew Miller for two-plus innings. You would see Brian Shaw, and you'll see Cody Allen. And that'll lock the Cubs up. It's done it all series long. So if you're the Cubs, get out to a lead, be up multiple runs after five innings, and mitigate the use of that brilliant Indians bullpen by Terry Francona. And you'll have a chance to take it to a Game 7. We'll break down what happens tomorrow. We'll have all kinds of other fun tomorrow. We'll be able to mix it up and throw it around. Bob will be back. Want to thank Joe Giuliano for joining us. I want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons. Want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we come back at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.